to step aside for a little while, and my wife's going to come and give you some other things this morning.
Happy Mother's Day. My husband and I thought it was a little bit comical this morning when Brother Robert prayed before Sunday school, and then Brother Earl prayed for church, and they both prayed for the pastor and what the Lord had laid on his heart this morning. And I just wondered if the Lord would just kind of put that over onto me. I'm not going to preach. I'm not a preacher. I'm not here to preach. My husband teases me about that sometimes, but that's not what we're going to do this morning. We're just going to have a special little something to honor our mothers this morning. We all that are here this morning have something in common. And you might say, well, it's Mother's Day, and I'm a man, so it's not for me. And I'm a woman, but I don't have any children, and so it's not for me. But that's not true, because everyone in this building this morning has a mother. And we should all be thankful and grateful to God that our mothers brought us into this world and did what they could to raise us and train us and mold us into what we are today. So we all have much to be thankful for on this Mother's Day. And if you had a good mother or you have a good mother today, tell her that you're grateful and you're thankful and that you love her. And thank the Lord for the mother that you have. The Bible has something to say about a good mother. And my husband's going to come now and read what the Bible tells us about.
She wants me to read from Proverbs chapter 31. The words of the king Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. The writer goes on to say in verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good, not evil, all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Thank you. Well, right here at the very beginning, I'm going to tell you that it's in my DNA or in my blood or something to be a crier. So I can almost guarantee you I will not make it through this without crying at some point. So I have my Kleenexes. I thank my mother and her family for that. Okay, this morning we're going to talk about a good mother. We have some object lessons here that we're going to talk about that represent a good mother. First of all, we have a flower pot. And this flower pot at one time or another will or has held a tiny seed. The pot protects and holds the seed as it grows. The seed becomes a plant and begins to grow larger. Eventually, the plant has grown big enough to produce a blossom and also too big for this little pot. The plant must be transplanted into a larger pot or into the yard. A mother holds her tiny baby in her arms. She holds and protects it with all that is within her. A mother will protect her child from many things: hot surfaces, harmful bugs and animals, contagious diseases, storms, scary things, and etc. The child grows, and the mother is always there to hold and protect her child. Eventually, the child becomes an adult and is transplanted out of the mother's pot into the big, big world. Things are different now, and mother can't protect her child like she once did. She must stand back and watch as her child withstands the storms of life. A mother's heart will always yearn to hold and protect her child, no matter how big they are or how far they roam. Then in our pot, we have a dishcloth. And this dishcloth represents work. How many of you remember the saying, or you've heard it said many times, a man works? Who can tell me what that is? What is that saying? What is it? A man works from sun to sun. A mother's work is never done. A lot of men don't agree with that, but that is the truth. I don't care what they say. That is true. How true these words are. How many times has a mother been up in the middle of the night pulling wet sheets off of bed and loading the washer? If you didn't have a bedwetter, blessings on you. I really didn't have one, but I had some brothers that were bedwetters and they slept with me. It was not fun. Or how many sleepless nights have been spent rocking her child who is burning with a fever? A good mother will be a hard worker. She will keep her house clean, prepare good, nutritious meals, keep the laundry done, a never-ending job, and see that her children are clean, just to name a few of the jobs that belong to a mother. So at this time, just really quickly, I'm going to give you a little moment to tell me something that you remember your mother doing, some type of work that you remember your mother doing as a child, or if you're still a child at home, something that you remember your mom doing. Okay, nobody else wants to say anything, we'll go on. Also in our pot, we have tissues. Tissues are for wiping snotty noses and drying tears. If we mothers had a dollar for every time we wiped a snotty nose, we'd be quite wealthy. A good mother is always there for her children, not only for snotty noses, but also for skinned knees, bee stings, bike wrecks, and sibling rivalry. These are just a few of the catastrophes a mother encounters with smaller children. And as your children grow older, the problems are different, but just as important. Hurt feelings, broken hearts, a bad grade on a test at school, a bad haircut, and etc. And sometimes those haircuts are caused by mother. I don't know if I told you the story about my brother. My mom did not cut my brother's and my dad's hair when they were growing up, but the next day was picture day at school, and my brother needed a trim. And my mother hadn't gotten him one, so she decided that she could trim it. I mean, that's not that hard. And my dad had a pair of clippers, and so she got the clippers out, and she sat Jeremy down, and she's like, okay, Jeremy, just sit real still. I'm just going to trim it a little bit. And if you cut hair or you're familiar with trimmers, they're nasty instruments. I mean, they can get away from you, and it did. And she's trying to trim the back, and it just jumped. She doesn't know what happened, but it took us about this tall and about this wide out of the back of my brother's head, just to the scalp, just scalped him right there. She just about went frantic. She didn't know what she was going to do. It was picture day at school tomorrow, and then they had to go to church, and oh, what were they going to do? So the ever-industrious mother found a brown crayon and colored his head so that nobody would know, you know, that. And so when he went to church, the next night I think was prayer meeting, and when he went to church, he sat on the back seat. The only time my brother ever got to wear a baseball cap to church. And he sat on the back seat, and he was so embarrassed. But anyway, a good mother knows how to comfort her children, and she comforted him by letting him wear the baseball cap to church, I guess. And mothers often make the best doctors. A kiss makes the boo-boo all better. How many times has your child come to you with tears streaming? They fell down and, oh, it hurts. And mother kisses it, the tears are gone, and they run off and they're fine. And that's what a good mother does. In our pot, we have a notebook and a pen. Mothers, do you remember teaching your children to write his or her name? Remember how you would copy their name at the top of the page, and they would painstakingly copy it. And the letters were all out of size and not in a very straight row, but you sure were proud of the work that they had done. As mothers, we are responsible for teaching our children many things. What our children become as adults is a reflection of the training we have given them. It is our responsibility to teach them household chores and good personal hygiene. We are to teach our girls to be ladies and our boys to be gentlemen. We must teach them proper manners and to treat others with kindness. And now we're going to take a few minutes for you to tell something that your mother has taught you. I'll start by saying that my mother taught me to dust. I think I started when I was 5. And at the age of 5, it became my job on a weekly basis to dust everything in the house that needed dusting. Well, I'm 45, and I still dust my house on a weekly basis, and I still don't like it. I don't like to dust, but I've been doing it since I was 5. So, mothers, it's never too young to start your children. Give them a job, show them how to do it, and stick with them, work with them, and they will learn. Okay, who would like to tell us something that your mother taught you? Isn't that funny how that works? Seems like when we start really young, we don't like it. She taught you how to vacuum? Good deal, Evan. My boys vacuum too. That's my boys' weekly job, to vacuum the house. One of their weekly jobs. It's one of their housekeeping jobs. Anybody else? How to sew? That's very important. That's good. How to set the table? Good. Those are important things. Your mom's still teaching you how to cook? It takes men a little longer than women to learn those kind of things, Adam. No, I'm just teasing. Adam can make a really good pizza. I don't think you... Did you learn that from your mom? Did you learn pizza from your mom? Your brother. Your brother. Okay, anybody else real quick? Okay, we'll go on. In our pot, we have a fingernail file. This fingernail file represents the discipline a good mother will use on her children. A fingernail file is used to smooth the rough edges off your nails. A mother uses discipline to smooth the rough edges off her children. All children are born with rough edges that need proper discipline and training to smooth them out. Have you ever had friends that you enjoyed being around, but you could not tolerate their unruly children? We all want our children to be liked and accepted, but if they are bratty and have rough edges that irritate others, then people won't enjoy being around them. It's not always easy to discipline on a consistent basis, but it is very necessary. Ask the Lord daily for help and wisdom in disciplining your children so that their rough edges are smoothed out and they become good, enjoyable children. It's one of the harder jobs that a mother has, but it's one of the most important jobs to discipline our children. Okay, then we have a pack of extra gum. A good mother goes the extra mile for her children. How about baking dozens of cookies for the class bake sale, or shopping every store in town just for the right pair of shoes to match that outfit, or staying up past midnight to help label bugs for a science project due the next day, or running to Walmart at 10 p.m., I know you don't do that in Shoals, we did this in Evansville, to get the colored pencils they have to have for math class the next day. At our house, Dad would have said, maybe some of you can relate to this, sorry, you should have told us earlier, you're just going to have to learn a lesson from this. Go to school without them, you know, you'll learn the next time. But Mom, she's a softie, and she's willing to go the extra mile so that her child doesn't have to go without or go to school without something that they need the next day. Then we have a Snickers bar. And a good mother snickers, laughs, jokes, and has a good time with her children. Only a mother knows how to make that small child think their homemade knock-knock joke is really funny. There was a period of time at our house when a lot of you are Odyssey fans, and you may remember the Odyssey album that came out about, I don't remember who the kids were in there, but they talked about the knock-knock, who's there, orange. And then it's, aren't you glad you something, I don't know. But the kid in the Odyssey, it's Haley knows, she's smiling. The kid in the Odyssey story didn't even get the joke, you know, and my kids didn't really get the joke either. But after that, it was like homemade knock-knock joke time. My kids made up the dumbest knock-knock jokes. Knock-knock, who's there? And they just come up with something really dumb. And I just laugh. Oh, yeah, that's really funny. But that's the way mothers are. They just laugh, you know, at homemade knock-knock jokes that really aren't very funny. It is important that we as mothers see to it that our children have a happy childhood. We need to show our children that we know how to have fun. I know around our house we used to make a game out of everything. Let's see who can get dressed first, or last one to their room is a rotten egg. And when they're babies, we pretend that the spoon is an airplane when you're feeding them. You remember those days? Or at bath time, the tub is a swimming pool. Peekaboo is one of the very first games we start to teach our children. And as they grow older, we graduate to hide and go seek. And what parent does not get a thrill from tickling their child until they give that deep belly laugh? Then it's on to things like playing house and Monopoly and basketball, baseball in the backyard, and riding bikes. Well, I wrote this when we lived in Evansville and we rode bikes. In Shoals, we ride four-wheelers. There's no place to ride bikes out here. Whatever it is you do with your child for fun, don't ever think that you're wasting your time. It is some of the most important time you will spend with your children. Laugh a lot and have fun with your children. Then we have Hershey's Kisses Hugs. And who could tell me what that would stand for? What would that represent? Kisses and hugs? What is that? Love? Yeah, I heard it over there somewhere. Love. A good mother loves her children with all her being. I believe that a mother's love begins from the moment she knows she is carrying her child in her womb. And that love never ceases as long as she lives. A mother loves unconditionally. A mother loves you for who you are and in spite of any faults and failures that you might have. It doesn't matter what other people think of her child. It doesn't matter what her child has done or where her child has roamed. A mother will always love. Do your children know you love them? Do you tell them often? I hope so. It doesn't matter how old you are, we all like to have a hug and a kiss from mother and to hear her say, I love you. Okay, then we have hand sanitizer. In this bottle on here somewhere, it says, kills 99.99% of germs. And this hand sanitizer is a necessity for the mother with a mission to teach her children some basic rules regarding cleanliness. We don't eat dirt. Wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. Comb your hair. Don't you go out that door without brushing your teeth. Did you use toothpaste? If you took a proper bath, the bar of soap should be wet. Dirty clothes go in the laundry hamper, not under the bed or back in your dresser. I can remember my little brother, my poor brother, if he was here, he wouldn't like me talking about him so much, but I can remember I have two younger brothers. One of them is 6 years younger than me, and the other one is 12 years younger than me. So the little one, he got picked on a lot, and the older one would come out of the bathroom after taking a bath, and he'd say, when I got in there to take a bath, the soap wasn't even wet. Jeremy didn't even use soap. He just got in there and played around. So we have to be sure as mothers that our children use soap when they take a bath. Those are some of the things we teach them about cleanliness. Then we have a spoon. Birthday cakes, school parties, holidays, slumber parties. This spoon represents hospitality and entertainment. I think a good mother spends about 50% or more of her time in the kitchen. Well, maybe not that much, but there are days when it feels like it. A good mother loves for her children to be well-liked and have lots of friends, and she will be ready and willing to feed whoever happens to show up at mealtime. The cookie jar is full, and popsicles are in the freezer to share with the bunch of kids playing in the yard. Birthday parties, slumber parties, graduation parties, water parties, sledding parties, fall parties, Sunday school parties, summer parties, or just because party, are all joyfully planned and skillfully executed by a good mother. Mother knows that having friends is important to her children, and she will do most anything to nurture those friendships and help her children develop good social skills. And oftentimes, that includes food. Then we have a bookmark. And this bookmark says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so it's a Bible verse. This represents a Christian mother. The absolutely best kind of mother is one who is faithful to her God. We have talked about a lot of important things that mothers do, but the most important thing is for her to teach her children to love God and have a personal relationship with Him. Your house will not always be company clean. Teeth won't always be properly brushed. Little Susie will probably throw at least one fit in Walmart. And your children will embarrass you absolutely to death sometimes. But remember, it's the prayers you pray and the spiritual lessons you teach them that will make the biggest impact on their lives. We must be diligent in teaching them the things they need to know to grow into good, healthy, clean, well-adjusted adults. But our greatest task as a mother is that we teach them the things that they need to grow into a godly, surrendered, faithful child of God. My greatest joy is knowing that my children love God. Last of all, we have a special gift for each of you mothers that are here today. It's a beautiful candle. A burning candle makes me feel warm, cozy, and welcome. A good mother will always try to make her home warm, cozy, and welcoming for her children. As we all know, children have a tendency to grow up. And if any of you have a way to stop that, please let me know. And as was stated earlier, they leave the flower pot, so to speak. For many mothers, this is a sad day. I will never understand parents who are eager for their children to move out. But generally, moving out is the course of nature for most children. And as mothers, we can be rightfully proud of the adults they have become. For some of you, your nest has been empty for many years. For others, it has been more recent. Some of us are right on the verge, and others have several years of training left before the last one leaves. In whatever stage you find yourself as a mother, always keep your candle burning, welcoming your children into a warm, cozy home. Now I want to give all of you some time to say something about your mother. We all know that we should love, honor, and respect our mothers each day of our lives. But as this is a special day set aside to honor them, maybe you have something that you would like to share. And I know we're a quiet sort of bunch, but this is a special day, and I'd like for you to just stand and say something nice about your mother, even if it's just, I love my mom. Whatever it is, some of you, your mothers have gone on, and they're not here. But you can say something to honor them. So who wants to be first? Okay. I would like for all the mothers to stand. If you are a mother this morning, would you please stand? Last thing we're going to do is to make my pot for my object lesson here, I made three of them. And so we're going to give these to three mothers here this morning. And it's so hard. I know a lot of churches, they do special, you know, three or four special gifts, and they'll do the oldest mother, the youngest mother, the mother with the most children, blah, 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 blah. And it always ends up being the same people almost every year that get the... So we're going to give everybody an equal chance, and I think I have every mother here this morning. I have your name in this pot thingy, and it's all mixed up. So, Colin, if you'll come up here and just draw paper out for me. Okay, I'm going to let my husband close the service.
We also want to thank our Sunday school superintendent and his wife for spending a lot of all the time they did to get the candles. Had to run around three different stores to find them all. So we're grateful for the time and effort that they put into that as well. Well, if you haven't talked to Mom today, go home and call her or go see her, whatever you need to do. But let's remember our mothers on this Mother's Day. Let's stand together. Before we go, how many of you, I probably know this, how many is this your very first Mother's Day as a mother? Is Christy the only one? Or is there someone else here? Amber. Yeah, that's right, Amber. Where's she at? She's, oh, I'm sorry. I was looking over here. She's back here in the middle. So we have two brand new mothers this year, first time mothers on Mother's Day. What a thrill it is, I'm sure, to them. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your attendance this morning, your attention in the service. I trust you have a good day today. Lord willing, we'll see you back tonight. And let's worship the Lord tonight in the service. Amen. Diana, would you dismiss us in prayer?